This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The 11th International Day of Yoga was celebrated with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in yoga sessions at different locations. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized yoga as a tool for global harmony, calling upon every nation to integrate yoga into their lifestyle and public policy.
Let this Yoga Day mark the beginning of yoga for humanity, where inner peace becomes global policy. जहाँ योग सिर्फ पर्सनल प्रैक्टिस न रहे बल्कि ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप का माध्यम बने, जहाँ हर देश हर समाज योग को जीवन शैली और लोक नीति का हिस्सा बनाए, जहाँ हम मिलकर एक शांत संतुलित और सस्टेनेबल विश्व को गति दे, जहाँ योग विश्व को टकराव से सहयोग और तनाव से समाधान की ओर ले जाए.
Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervor in several states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Manipur, and Tamil Nadu. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the launch of country's first yoga policy on the occasion. In Telangana, more than 3,000 Divyangs from about 19 states took part in the International Yoga Day event at Kana Wellness Center at Chegur. Indian Coast Guard celebrated the day with Yoga Sangam at more than 60 locations across India's coastline and island territories. Over 9 lakh cadets of India National Cadet Corps also participated in synchronized yoga sessions at iconic locations across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or the northeast. He said India is not just the safest and best, but the only place to invest in the world. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. In a statement, the DGCA said that these officials were responsible for operational lapses. It noted that repeated and serious violations were voluntarily disclosed during the post-transition review of the air route management system to the CAE flight and crew management system. Israel and Iran continue to exchange intense airstrikes on the 9th day of the conflict. The Israeli military said it targeted missile depots and infrastructure in central Iran, killing senior Iranian commander Saeed Izadi and Behnam Shahriari in Qom and other locations. In retaliation, Iran launched missiles towards Israel, striking near industrial zones in Beersheba, Haifa and possibly Tel Aviv. Indian wrestlers delivered stellar performances at the Under-23 Asian Championships, winning 6 medals including 5 gold in the men's freestyle category at Vung Tau in Vietnam on the final day. With this, India ended the men's freestyle category with a total of 6 gold medals, including yellow medal clinched by Vicky in 97kg category on Friday. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, responding to India's 471 hosts, England were 209 for 3 in their first innings at the close of the play on day 2 at Headingley, Leeds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.